Roundup continues now with the Mystery Project and the final part of Attard and Retirement by John Peacock. Walter Attard was right on the verge of retirement, but his plans were forced aside as he tried to find a missing friend, Arthur Crawfield. It appeared Alice Chapman was the last person to see him, and now she has been murdered. Attard and Retirement stars George Cole. Here is the final episode.
Alice. Poor Alice.
Oh, this is everything she possessed, Mr. Attard. Lord picked him up this morning from a hostel in Archway where Alice had been staying. She hated people knowing about the hostel. That's why we never give you an address for her. No, I've looked through them. Only a few old clothes. No documents or letters, nothing like that.
Thank you. I'm sorry. As I said, I just came to return the membership card for the bingo and, well, say how sorry I was.
I appreciate that. There's going to be an inquest. Police don't seem to know whether it was a drunken driver or hellraisers or what. I don't know. Would you like me to let you know when the funeral is? There's no family, you see.
Yes, I'd like to be there. Thank you.
Good day to you, then.
There he is. He's coming out of the shop now. Pull over to the curb, will you? Mr. Attard?
Why, Miss Stewart?
I must talk to you. Please, I beg of you.
At your office?
No, my home at Barnes. I want to tell you the truth. Thank you, Mr. Attard. If you knew what power you could have wielded over Crawfield Enterprises just by delving a little more and having a few less scruples. Oh, God, Arthur would have liked that little joke.
Yes, I think he would.
Excuse me. Sarah, I'm at home. Get Oliver and Eric together in my office, will you? I want them to hear something. Call me back when they're ready. I want them to hear everything I shall say to you. They can stay in my Clay Street office and listen over the telephone amplifier. That way they can't interfere. If they do, I can simply turn their sound off. I loved Arthur deeply, you know. These are all his things. Ian is his son. Did you know that?
I guessed he was.
I never made a secret of it. Everything I've done for the company has really been done for him, not myself. No, not me. And here I am about to throw it all away. C'est la vie, and so on and so forth. Here we go.
I'm putting you through.
Thank you.
Hilda?
Good morning, Oliver. Good morning, Eric.
What's all this about, Hilda?
Mr. Attard is with me.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I asked him here. I've decided to tell him everything I know about the night Arthur was... disappeared.
You decided to do what? No, don't. Hilda, is Ian with you?
No, there's only Mr. Attard and myself.
You can't. You really can't.
Hilda. I've turned you off, Oliver. So please, just listen. Mr. Attard knows most of it anyway. I think. Where to start?
Is Arthur dead?
Yes. Oh, yes, he's dead. He is dead. He died on the 16th of August, 1944. Had he lived, Arthur Crawfield Limited would have pottered on like Walter Attard, accountant. He wasn't a businessman. He could have taken you within no place. When he died, the firm and Arthur himself were in a dreadful state. He couldn't stand the strain. He wanted out. But Oliver and Eric wanted the company to see the war through. They didn't want it dissolved. Did you, Oliver? No, they wanted to hang on for the post-war boom. Then, manna from heaven came. Arthur was offered a contract to build a small chemical factory for a German-based drug company with the very English name of Atherton's. No one else would touch them with a barge pole, and Arthur didn't want to know, but Oliver has no scruples. Then Arthur got clever. He pretended to fall in with their plans. He even fixed a date for the contract to be signed. August the 17th. But knowing full well that on the previous evening, the 16th, he and I would be running away together. Leave them to stew. Get out with no scene, no drama. You see, the company charter stated that Arthur's signature must be on every contract, so without him, the company would be forced to disintegrate. But we didn't make it. The day that should have been the start of something good was the last time I ever saw him.
I'm sorry.
We all left the office at 5:30 that evening. I came here alone to Arthur's house. I don't know where Oliver and Eric said they were off to. Arthur went back to the office to pick up a few things, personal bits and pieces. He also said something about a document.
Do you know what that document was?
No. Well, that night I waited here. Oh, this room, the same as it was then. My cases by the desk over there. He rang from the office at 8:15 to say he was about to leave. At 9, he hadn't arrived, so I rang the office. The line was dead. I called the operator. Clay Street had been razed to the ground. I sat in that armchair all night, right through dawn. At 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, I unpacked my suitcase. It was the 17th, the date the Atherton contract had to be signed. No one knew where Arthur was. As far as Oliver and Eric were concerned, Arthur had wanted the deal to go through. Well, I was so stunned, I didn't know what to think. I was pregnant. What if he wasn't in some hospital? What if he died in the bombing? I had no money. I mean, no offices even. The Atherton contract was the only answer. Hitler money or not. Anyway, we forged Arthur's signature. I say we, because we all complied. And that was a grave error on my part. Once I'd gone along with the contract, thus affirming that Arthur was alive on the 17th, I could never in the future state that he died on the 16th without implicating myself in fraud. Also, without a body and without a death certificate, the company of Arthur Caulfield Limited could never legally be dissolved. We had to keep Arthur alive. Well, I had to smother any suspicions I had about the way he died. Well, whatever the cost, the contract was signed, and with the profits we formed new companies. Until, well, Caulfield International. So...
the end of her statement. Had you any idea she was going to do anything like it, Eric?
No one had any idea, Oliver.
Well, congratulations.
I think Eric is maybe relieved a little.
Are you, Hilda?
Not enough, no. Not nearly.
What do we do now?
Walter?
Yes?
Oh, please. For pity's sake, Oliver, don't insult a gentleman by offering him money. That's not Mr. Attard's style.
But why today, Hilda? After all these years of covering up, why today?
Because Alice Chapman was murdered last night.
Killed in a car accident.
An accident in a car park at the back of a bingo hall.
Do you really think anyone would want to murder?
She was murdered, Oliver.
For what reason?
I think she was murdered because she knew something about what happened the night Arthur disappeared that I, at least, do not know. Whoever killed her was afraid she would tell Mr. Attard the truth of what happened that night.
You can't be right, Hilda.
Do you know why anyone should want to kill Alice Chapman, Walter?
I think I know the possibility, yes.
But why, Mr. Attard?
Alice Chapman told me that her aunt was paid £10 a month from August 1944 until the day she died, because of something she'd seen or heard in Arthur's office on Wednesday the 16th. The £10 was always paid by postal order, from the same issuing office. Today, this afternoon, in fact, Alice was to give me the name of that issuing office, so that I could trace whoever paid that money out. As we know, she died before she could do so.
So the £10 a month was blackmail. Silent money.
You must draw your own conclusions.
Hilda obviously has.
Yes.
Blackmail for what? Silence about what?
About who murdered Arthur.
So somebody murdered Arthur. And what makes you think that?
Don't patronize, Oliver. Just don't. Arthur telephoned me from the office at 8:15, exactly as arranged. He said he would leave the office immediately. The bombs didn't hit Clay Street until half an hour later, by which time he should have been well cleared of the office and halfway home. Here. To me, where he knew I was waiting. I believe somebody spoke to him after he telephoned me. I believe they killed him. And that Alice discovered who that person was. And what's more, I believe that person is alive today and killed Alice.
Miss Stewart, was Arthur's body found?
No, no body was found. Many people died, and there were traces.
And the motive for your lover's demise, Hilda, you still haven't told us why you think he may have been murdered. I suppose you've worked something out over the past 30 years through your haze of cocaine.
I've considered it.
And I think I can get at your conclusion.
Can you?
You think that we, Eric and me, or maybe just me, God knows, you couldn't think it of Eric alone. You think that we discovered Arthur was planning to run out on us. And so on the night he and you were eloping, we struck him down, eh? Is that what you think? Is that why we're here in Clay Street and you're in Barnes? So that we can't commit triple murder? Oh, don't worry, Walter. You're quite safe. But here's another motive for murder. Arthur, perhaps Arthur died. He didn't want to be saddled with a neurotic mistress and a child. Perhaps he told her. And maybe she dealt the death blow.
I loved him. He meant more to me than anyone. Or anything else in the world. Then or now.
Did he love you?
Or maybe they were both what they appear. A man blown to bits by a bomb and a woman killed in a car accident.
No.
Well, what now, Mr. Attard?
I shall return to my home and think, Mr. Mabry. I feel very sad. I feel tired and old. The car that's been following me, I have noticed, the Red Mini, could I travel back in it, do you think? It's a long journey, and we'll both be going the same way.
I'll speak to the driver.
Thank you. Well, then, I shall say goodbye. Does anyone know what the document was that Arthur completed in his office that night?
Well, I said I don't. Eric?
No.
Oliver?
I doubt there was one.
Ah, well, then. Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Mother.
Hi, Mr. Stewart. Good morning.
Ian just rebooked the car for another week. Please use it as you require.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where to, old man?
My name is Walter. Take me home, please.
Sorry.
Walter.
Home it is.
I went over to pacify Miss Kirk this morning. You'll have to do something about her, Walter. Send her flowers or something.
The document would tell us why. And the post office would tell us who. Oh, Alice.
I picked up the post for you as well. Brought it back with me. I thought it would save her forwarding it. You're not listening, are you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Your post. Here, from the office.
Oh.
All circulars except for gas bill and picture postcard.
Postcard? Wonder who that's from. Piccadilly Circus, eh? Thanks for winter coat. Post office at... and Barclays Bank, Highbury. Alice. By God. Barclays Bank, Highbury. Yes, it's 34 years ago. Arthur Crawfield is my name.
Crawfield.
Yes.
Do you know roughly what date the document was deposited with us?
Yes, the evening of the 16th of August, 1944, I think.
If you could just take a seat for a moment, Mr. Crawfield.
Right.
It may take a while.
Thank you.
Mr. Crawfield? I've looked, sir, but we have nothing at all deposited by you on the 16th.
Well, I thought I must be mistaken. I'm sorry.
I do have a document for you that you brought in on the 17th of August.
The 17th? That I brought in?
Yes. Here we are.
But that's impossible. I brought it in on the 17th.
Yes, sir. Do you want to take it away now?
Yes. Yes, please.
It's a bit grubby, I'm afraid. If you just sign for it, Mr. Crawfield.
Oh, of course, yes. I don't expect my penmanship will have improved with age. Bit shakier.
There we are, then. Thank you, Mr. Crawfield.
Now, Arthur, my old friend, what clues did you leave me, eh? Let's see. To whom it may... But I never...
Well, there you are, old man. Thought I'd lost you.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I got delayed shopping.
All right. Had a phone call to make myself.
3 champagne glasses, bottle of the very best champagne, and a map of England.
Where are we going now?
Well, later we have quite a long journey. But first, we're going to a party. We can't stay for more than a few minutes.
What's happening? Who have you got out there?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He has rather an unfortunate habit of calling me old man, but apart from that, you'll like him.
Where are you rushing off to?
I never mind about that.
But what have you brought him here with you for?
I had to see you first. I promised you something, and I thought, oh dear, if I don't do it tonight, she'll think I'm procrastinating again. And the next day, and the next day.
What? Oh, come on. What is it? What are you up to?
Well, it's like this.
What are you laughing at? Oh, come on, Walter. What are you up to?
You know.
I don't know.
Dear Wynne, please, will you be my wife?
Oh.
Come on, what do you say? Eh?
Yes. Please.
Here we are, Walter, old man. Lovely time.
Oh, good.
Well,
at last. Fisher!
Oh, Stanley, it's you. You are scared me to death. Couldn't get away any earlier. Besides, there's nothing to tell you.
But there is now.
Yeah. I've told them I'm getting the map from the car.
Does he know I followed you from the back?
No.
This post office, where is it then?
Oak Earsby.
What?
It's a place called Oak Earsby.
Where's that?
You'd better look it up on a map. It's in Yorkshire.
Fine. I'll set off now. Don't rush up there, will you? That odd looking for the man who killed a friend he hasn't seen for 40 years. I'm looking for whoever killed my father.
Yeah, well, good luck then, mate.
Well, we must go now. Heavens, we've been almost 2 hours.
Is that long? Well, I suppose it is.
I must finish this business. Hey, Terry?
Oh, right on.
Of course, your adventure.
Now, don't look so worried.
Well, I'm not worried, but... Really, Walter? Now, come on, put your coat on.
Yes.
And you, Terry.
What?
Now, have you got that map?
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher.
Oh, my dear Walter, whatever you're going to do, take care.
The end of my adventure, Winnie. The end of my adventure.
Oak Earsby. It's a long drive, you know. The other side of Bradford.
Yes. Best years of my life, spent in that house with the wind. The best and the happiest. Mrs. Walter Attard. I've got the address from them. We're off.
Oh, where is it?
Not far.
Did you get me another Mars bar?
I did. Somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Well, what's the hurry? They won't be up yet.
Yes, I fear they will. Someone's been here before us.
Sure. All roses round me door, eh?
Wait here, Terry.
Just as you say, old man.
Meow! stomach, Walter. And close the door. I saw you coming up the garden path. I recognized you instantly.
Arthur Crawfield.
It's George Rochester now, Walter. It has been for many years. How did you find me?
I promised myself I'd find you.
I thought there was no way anymore.
Alice.
Alice Chapman?
Whoever killed her was too late. She had a change of heart.
Ah.
A picture postcard. Post office. Oak Earsby.
Then may she go to heaven. No, stay there, Walter. I can see you well there.
Have you lived here since 44?
Yes. I worked in Bradford for a time. Oh, an accountant. You know, small firm. Little fish, little pool. That's my style.
An accountant, eh?
I retired a few months ago.
I retired a few days ago.
Well, there's a thing.
I wanted to talk to you.
So, here we are. Won't you sit down, my old friend? Please.
You came up here on the 17th?
Yes. I'd hired a car.
The blue car was yours?
Blue? Was it blue? Yes. How did you know that? I hired it for 3 days, complete with driver. A last luxury. A last business perk from Arthur Crawfield Limited.
Did you ever mean to take Hilda with you?
I thought of it, but not for Hilda's sake, but for the child she was carrying. I couldn't cope with Hilda any more than I could cope with the business. Oh, I don't know. It was all up here, in my head and beyond me. The idea of everything was always so much easier than putting it into practice.
Yes, I know.
Did you ever get married, Walter?
I'm engaged.
Almost, then. Mm. Edith Empson helped me that night on the 16th. She was a good woman. Did you know she'd help me?
Yes.
I'd had some threatening letters about the Atherton contract. Everyone seemed to know they were backed with German money. Already somebody had thrown bricks through the barbershop window below. Well, as luck would have it, just as I was about to leave the office, they came for me. That's how this happened. See? The scar. They threw milk bottles through the office window. They knocked me out, Walter.
Ah.
There was blood everywhere. Not just a scratch. Then, suddenly, Edith arrived. She'd returned from the shelter to pick up her handbag or something. Anyway, she helped me to the car. I was in such a bad shape, I didn't know what precisely I would do. So, I told Edith that if Miss Stewart was to ask my whereabouts the next day, then Edith was to tell her to contact Barclays Bank Highbury, where she would find a document.
In which you gave her power of attorney to take over all your interests in Arthur Crawfield Limited. She could sign for you.
Yes. I intended leaving her, but... I would give her everything I had. But you see, when Edith spoke to Hilda, Hilda lied. She said she'd seen me and spoken to me. So did Eric. So did Oliver. So, Edith never passed on the message. They thought I was dead. And they forged my name.
You did nothing.
I wanted to do nothing. I wasn't going to give up my new anonymity for them. Let them live with their frauds. They betrayed all I started out to achieve. The only thing is, I paid Edith Empson £10 a month as a payment for her to say nothing. And also for news of my son. That continued until the day she died. I heard of her death from Alice. Have you met my son, Walter?
Yes.
I've heard nothing about him since Edith died. I've never seen a photograph. Everything had passed smoothly. Then, with your help, Alice put two and two together. She knew much more than she told you. She rang me. Said she'd been offered £75.
40. It was 40.
And I would have to pay her much more than that to keep her quiet. will. I couldn't let her reveal the fraud. Nor for Ian, too. So I decided to kill her. It was easy in a car. No contact. Just a three-point turn.
Yes.
There's a car at the back.
Oh, don't move. Stay there, Walter.
But I...
Please, listen. Someone came here this morning. Before you. That is their car. They came to kill me. Because they thought I had murdered Arthur Crawfield. I couldn't say anything. They accused me of murdering myself.
Did they go to the police? Who was it?
I want you to tell me.
What?
He brought this to kill me. He struggled, and he died. The gun went off.
Where is he?
He's here, at my feet, behind this desk. You can look there and tell me.
Oh, God.
Isn't that Ian? Have I killed my son?
It is your son. Yes.
On the table in the kitchen, there's an envelope, Walter. Would you fetch it?
Yes.
It's a confession by myself to the murders of Alice Chapman and Ian. What can you say to a man who's killed his own son? There's no peace, Walter. Really. Never any peace. Goodbye, my friend.
Through these gardens every day of my working life, Wynne. I know every flower, every tree, every shrub. Longing for adventure.
That adventure's over now, Walter.
What time is it?
11:15.
15 minutes to go.
5 minutes walk.
And that's all.
Morning, Mr. Attard.
Huh? Good morning.
Mustn't be late.
What's that in your buttonhole?
Mary Rose?
Quite correct, Mr. Attard.
10 out of 10.
You haven't forgotten the ring, have you, Walter?
No, I haven't forgotten, Wynne.
The final episode of Attard in Retirement by John Peacock. It starred George Cole as Walter Attard. The play was produced in London by Jane Morgan, and Bill Howell is the executive producer of The Mystery Project.